Did you ever get a letter with your name printed on it telling you that you have won a prize or a large amount of money? Most people in the U.S. get these letters. We often get mail from sweepstakes companies. A sweepstakes is like a lottery. To enter a sweepstakes, you usually have to mail a postcard. Even though the chances of winning are very small, many people enter because they have nothing to lose and might even win something. Are these offers of prizes real? Some of them are. Why would someone give you a prize for doing nothing? A sweepstakes is a chance for a company to promote its products, such as magazines. But some of these offers might be deceptive, and you should read the offer carefully. The government estimates that Americans lose more than $1 billion every year through scams or tricks to take your money. You should be careful of letters, emails, and phone calls that tell you, you must act now or the offer will expire. You may already be a winner. To claim your gift, you only have to pay postage and handling. You've won. You must call a 900 number to claim your prize. You've won a free vacation. All you have to do is pay a service fee. You shouldn't give out your credit card number or social security number if you are not sure who is contacting you about the sweepstakes. Senior citizens should be especially careful of scams. 80% of the victims of scams are 65 or older. They often think that they have to buy something in order to win a prize and often spend thousands of dollars on useless items. Or they think that their chances of winning might increase if they buy the company's product. But in a legitimate sweepstakes, you don't have to buy anything or send any money. The law states that no purchase necessary must appear in big letters. In addition, the company is supposed to tell you your chances of winning. How can you avoid becoming the victim of a scam? If you receive a letter saying you are a guaranteed winner, you ought to read it carefully. Most people just throw this mail in the garbage.